is that worded that he is something?
No. She did what to him?
Rejected him.
No. If they go on and go through with the vows, then you say they are
married.
And at the wedding, there will be a person who is with the groom. This person is the
wedding party.
Well, what is the man called that's with the groom?
The best man.
And the girl who is with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
And for the wedding, probably for clothing, the groom will have gone out and bought what?
A tuxedo.
Or?
Dinner jacket.
Well, let's say it's not quite that formal.
Or a ring.
Well, you were on the on the right track the first time, and I misled you. What is considered proper apparel for a wedding? Old clothes for the groom?
Oh, not for the groom, no.
What would be proper for him?
Well, now how fancy are you going to get?
Well, let's just say a wedding where the man can afford to go down and spend $100 for clothes.
What would he buy?
Uh-huh.
Well, he'd buy a dark suit.
Old one?
No. He'd buy a new suit.
I want to know if you said new suit or new suit.
Oh.
That's one that gives me great trouble. And here's another one. When he is buying this, the salesman or the tailor will come in and will check the shoulders, check the waist, and check the seat, check the legs. You say he's having the suit
ordered.
Or any other word for that.
Fit?
Uh-huh. After the wedding, it may be that some of the neighbors will gather together. They'll have a wheelbarrow and shotguns, and there will be a celebration.
But don't ask me to spell it. Chivalry.
Is that common at all?
Yes. The practice, you mean, or the word?
The common practice.
Oh, it's fast fading.
It's a pity, too.
Yeah.
And let's see, on Saturday night, you might pick up your girl to go to
a movie.
Or
dance.
In the spring, the last day of school is called the day that school...
Now you're getting the end of this taking up and letting out.
Do you say take up?
I'd say it was the day that, well, I'd probably say the day that school let out.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure of it.
And how about the day in the fall, first day of school?
Well, that's the day school takes up.
Takes up.
Yes, indeed.
I think those are New Englandisms. Where did you people come from?
My ancestry came from, well, on my mother's side, from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that could account for it, too.
And my mother's folks... Let's see, my mother's folks came from Pennsylvania, and my father's folks came from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
How they ever got together, I don't know.
If a boy starts for school and goes fishing instead, how would you put it?
He plays hooky.
And you're supposed to go to school to get what?
Learning. learning.
Or?
Educated.
Huh? And when you start school, you begin in what?
The primer.
And then what's the next one you go to?
Where'd that primer come from? I hadn't thought of that either.